How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
What challenges have you seen from this Tennessee team that will be here on Saturday?
They're very athletic, very physical team. The entire defensive front is pretty big and very strong, so we're going to do a good job of evaluating them this week and as well as evaluate our own technique and see what we need to change up in order to come out successful.
How does going against Miles and Day-Day in practice every day help you to face Derek Barnett?
Oh, it helps us greatly. I mean, in my personal opinion, and I haven't met another person who disagrees with me, Miles Garrett's the best defensive end in the country. So, and Day-Day is right there with him. So getting a hit against those two guys every day really helps us prepare for a matchup like that.
What's your thoughts when you heard game day's coming? Are you a great game day fan growing up?
Oh, yeah. It's a great opportunity. You know, it's the reason why a lot of guys play. You know, you grow up watching that type of stuff. It's a dream for a ton of guys. And to be able to play in an atmosphere like that, it's going to be great. So everyone's excited, and we're ready to get after it.
How good is it to be back at Kyle Field?
Oh, can't wait. There's nothing like playing in front of the 12th man. We're all excited.
Tennessee feels like the strength of their defense is their defensive line. So does that make you feel like you guys up front are the key to this game?
We always look at it as we have to play well in order to come out with a victory. I just know we're all really excited for these big matchups, and, you know, it's going to be on a big stage, and we just can't wait to get it underway.
How do they strike you in comparison to, say, an Auburn or an Arkansas that also felt like the strength of their team is their defensive front?
They're very similar to Auburn. It feels like they have very physical interior guys. They have some very good talent on the outside, rushing on the tackles as well. So it's very similar to an Auburn front.
What's it like blocking for Travion Williams?
It's a blast. Every time he's got the ball in his hands, that kid can make a play and take it to the house. And as an O lineman, when you know you got a back like that, there's no better feeling in the world than, you know, getting up on your man, hitting him hard, and then watching Travion run down the field with the ball, because you know he's going to take it to the house almost.
Have you gotten to the point where you just expect him to make a, you know, breakaway a long one?
It's one of those things, you know, like I said, every time he touches the ball, there's a great chance he's going to make some spectacular kind of play. So I love blocking for him.
How important is it this week, just given the way Tennessee's won the last 2 weeks, how important is it for you guys to close things down in the second half?
You know, it's important in almost every game. I mean, I don't think there's too many games where, you know, finishing in the second half isn't important. But you know, we're going to prepare hard this week, and I'm sure there'll be some emphasis on that, and we're going to go out, play our brand of football, and hopefully come away with the win.
How dangerous is a team like Tennessee, because they've won the way they've won the past couple of weeks? They feel like they, you know, they don't quit, they don't give up. How dangerous is a team like that, probably feeling like we can't lose?
Tennessee is a very, very good team. I wouldn't say they're you know, it's super dangerous. It's one of those things we have to keep our foot on the gas. You know, we can never let up at any point and think, okay, we have this one. We just have to keep our foot on the gas, keep pushing, keep driving until the clock strikes zero.
Do you feel like y'all ever had an issue with letting up?
No, sir. I don't believe we've ever let up. I mean, you know, at least no one I've seen on our team ever gives less effort in the end of the game. I mean, we play hard the whole way through. This team plays with great effort.
Our offensive line took some lumps last year. Do you feel like you guys have improved this season, A, and B, has it come maybe as a pleasant surprise to you? Have you been able to sit back and say, look, we're playing pretty good?
It's not so much a surprise. I think we have been playing pretty good this year. Coach Turner has really helped us. He's done a great job of coaching us up and teaching us new techniques and bringing a really physical, hard-working, blue-collar mentality to that room. So it's been a great year, and we've really enjoyed playing for him and you know, overall polishing ourselves and our skill set as offensive linemen underneath him. No, oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think we have a strong rushing attack. I mean, we rushed for, I believe it was 360 something yards against Arkansas, and anytime you can rush for that many yards against an SEC defense, I believe that makes a statement that, you know, we can run the ball well.
And I take it that was good for Mel's confidence too.
Yes, ma'am.
Looking back at last week, do you feel the offensive line moved forward, stayed the same, took a little step back? Where do you feel the offensive line was last week and why?
Every game there's improvement. You know, we get in the film room, we correct the mistakes and move forward from it. There's no staying the same as far as football goes. You're either getting better or you're regressing. And I feel like every week we've continued to make steps forward into becoming a better unit every week.
What did you become better at last week?
I believe it was communication in a different environment. We were gelled, we were ready to go, and I feel like we communicated very well.
Talked about playing, getting to play back at home. How much have you guys talked about playing well at home? I know a big win over UCLA, but every now and then people will bring up maybe the record isn't that great at home. Have you guys talked about that at all, about winning big games here?
We go into every game, you know, playing hard, giving it our all. And, of course, when you're in front of the 12th man at Kyle Field, you always want to come away with the win. So it's a really important game to us. It's a really important game to the 12th man, and you can bet that we're going to give it all that we have on Saturday.